In this podcast, I want to help you try to set some healthy boundaries, appropriate boundaries around the holiday seasons. This is an interesting time for a lot of people, right? Families get together. Families all have a system. You know, in family therapy, it's called systems therapy, and it really dives into how a system works. And as systems begin to evolve and develop, or let's say a family, you have a core family, you have certain roles and relationships in the family, then people grow up, they get married, they introduce other individuals into the family system, and it can create an interesting mix, as I'm sure you're aware, in your own particular circumstance. There are some people in our family system that we love being around, feel comfortable, and then there's some that we kind of tolerate and just try to get through the days, and then there's some that really create some challenges for us to the point that I'm not going, you know, to this party or family function and so forth. So be mindful of that. Be mindful. I'm asking you in this podcast to pay attention to the what is called the felt sense. How do I feel in my body during my interactions or the thoughts of interactions with different individuals in my family system? Pay attention to that. And then also, and pose the question, is there something that you can do to actually strengthen a relationship that you're having difficulty with? Are there some things that you can do to perhaps repair a relationship or even enhance a relationship that might be going well? You know, The longer I do this work, I've seen people become extremely wealthy in life. I've seen them become obsessed with success, with fame, with money. I mean, I know individuals who have Super Bowl rings. I know individuals who have gold medals from the Olympics. And you know, we set our sights on those things, which is healthy and good. We've got to be striving for things in life, but they're just not the most important thing. At the end of the day, relationships, the level of connection you have with the most important people in your life is the most important of all. The longer I do this work, it seems like that is the core issue. And where all of our problems start in life is when we're raised in a system where we, for whatever reason, don't feel safe in that system, don't feel validated, don't feel heard, don't feel understood, don't feel coached in a healthy way enough. And that's a challenge for all of us because none of us have perfect parents, right? So I have four children of my own. Each one of them are so different. They do not come with an owner's manual. I have 11 grandkids right now. Each one of them come with their own individual package. And and each one needs to be dealt with individually. And each is so special and important in their own way. Also working with a number of individuals out here in Florida, where I'm at, they're a number with some pretty significant mental health issues, Asperger's, autism, where their social skills are extremely tenuous. I mean, they really have some strange social quirks, tics, behaviors. And there's a young single adult group that I deal with on a regular basis. And, you know, we have an individual there that has a brain injury who accidentally shot himself with a gun 5 years ago. It's a miracle that he lived, but he's in a wheelchair. He can't speak. But he comes to join this group, and he's loved and accepted. Oh, there's about, 50 in the group, and I would say probably 7 to 10 have some pretty significant mental health issues. And probably 5 of them, I mean, severe mental health issues. And the thing about this group that is so amazing is that everyone is welcome. There's no judgment. There's no criticism. There's no being made fun of. We rejoice in everybody's individuality, and we take, you know, one's strength and try to lift one up that's maybe struggling in certain areas. But again, back to relationships, back to systems. And the core system around the holidays always revolves around the family. Be healthy and do what you need to do. I mean, if things are so unhealthy, then you need to set certain boundaries. So you don't want to put yourself into unsafe situations. But the question always is, and that's the core of therapy, is taking care of ourselves individually and then doing what we can to heal our family systems, family of origins, so that we can find peace in our life, right? I mean, what is the purpose? The overall purpose of us living is to find peace. And the greatest avenue to do that is to work on connections with other people. So what I'm asking you to consider during the holiday seasons, or if you're listening to this throughout the year, family gatherings, is like, try to focus and really be present with the individuals that you are with. Because you can be in the room with people and be completely dissociated and feel all alone. Watch your internal dialogue. I know individuals like that just take themselves completely out of the mix. No one likes me. I'm useless. And it's horrible to do that to yourself. Everyone has something to give. Everyone is unique. You know, and in that regard, a movie clip pops into my mind. It's one of my favorite all-time movie clips. And I think in these podcasts, I've brought it up before, but a lot of times when I do these podcasts, I just start talking and thinking about what's on my mind. And I was listening again, reminding myself of this movie clip this morning, and it comes from an old Star Trek movie called Insurrection. And it's about this planet that has some energy source in it that keeps people young infinitely. And so the main group that's living there is like 500 years old, but it looks like they're in their 40s or 30s or 40s. It just keeps people young. Anyway, so when Captain Picard from the Starship Enterprise comes and visits this planet, I'm totally butchering this, but for the point of this story, I just want to explain it this way. He meets these people, and they come across in this culture of having an agrarian culture. It means they're farmers. They're artisans. They're working with their hands. Their kids are out playing one with another. And the kids are doing things that show that they have amazing mental capacities. And Captain Picard is talking to the matriarch of this culture. And he's walking with her. And this conversation ensues. And as Captain Picard is watching their culture and their just amazing mental capacity to do things physically, artistically, and so forth, and he says to her, did your people's mental capacity develop here? And she says back to him, ah, more questions, always the explorer. He said, and she says, if you stay long enough, that'll change. You stop reviewing what happened yesterday. Stop planning for tomorrow. And she says, let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced a perfect moment? And Captain Picard says, a perfect moment? Kind of like, what do you mean, a perfect moment? And she says, you know, when time seemed to stop, you could almost live in that moment. And then Captain Picard stops and ponders for a minute and goes, ah, seeing my home planet from space for the first time. And then she says to him, yes, nothing more complicated than perception. And she says, see, you explore the universe, but we've discovered that a single moment in time can be a universe in and of itself, full of powerful forces. And unfortunately, most people aren't aware enough of the now to even notice. And then Captain Picard says, wow, I wish I could spare a few centuries to learn. And then her response is, it took us centuries to learn that it doesn't have to take centuries to learn. Anyway, that's the movie clip. It means a lot to me because it's a tremendous reminder just to be present. And also another thing that pops out to me from this movie is that they had already advanced technologically even beyond what Captain Picard did, and you know, warp drive and all that stuff. And I'm thinking of the world in which we live in right now with AI and all of these things that we're doing and all of these weapons that we have to create war and domination and all of that. In this culture, and Captain Picard says, boy, you're just, you know, you're very an agrarian culture. I'm sure you don't have much knowledge and stuff. And then, and basically in their conversations, like they said to him, hey, we've already done all the stuff you're doing and far beyond what you're doing. We have more technology than you're even aware of. And you know what? We got rid of it all. And we got rid of all of our weapons, because where could any of that take us but away from here? And where they were living was like a little paradise, right? And I think that's eventually what's going to happen to us as a human race. All of this stuff with AI, all of our fascination with more and more and more and more likes and more this, that, and the other, and all the people that are online doing totally inappropriate things. Especially with, I've never even been on TikTok, but I've seen Instagram, and some of the things that are on there are like, and I worked with a lot of clients who become addicted to some of the stuff. It's just like almost unspeakable what people are doing with their bodies to induce lust and distraction for likes. It's like people are selling their souls to get likes and money. And where, what is money going to give you? All of those are fake relationships. And it has a tremendous capacity to hijack the limbic part of the brain and to steal your ability to focus and pay attention on deeper, meaningful things. Hence, back to relationships, real relationships, of where you care for another person. And here's the interesting thing. As I work in therapy with a number of clients and a number of both males and females, at the end of the day, do you know what everyone really seems to want? Is just true human connection. Just listen to me. Just validate my feelings. Don't try to fix things for me. Just listen. Hear me out. And when you listen to me and I feel safe around you, I like you. And then I'll tell you more about me. But if you're judgmental or critical or pressuring me to do this, that, or the other, it's like I don't feel safe. I was with a wonderful client, young mother, this morning, and she says, my relationship with my husband, he's explosive. She says, so I shut down a long time ago, and so I'm not really ever safe around him. Problem is now we have kids. And so she's navigating her life through. She says, if I ever really express my feeling, he's explosive. And it's just so sad. Feels so uncomfortable. But she says, it's not easy. What am I supposed to do? And so she's doing the best. I says, well, as you're getting healthier and stronger, you've got to learn to speak up and say, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to, this. We have to change. There has to be something that we can do to work on our relationship. Your explosiveness scares me. I feel unsafe. And I'm not sure you realize you're actually doing it the way you respond. If you care for me, please help me. Please listen to me. I don't mean to be contentious, but at the same time, I got to be able to talk about what's going on in our marriage and the way I really feel. Anyway, so just wrapping up some of my thoughts. Back to, the holidays, as we're entering the holidays, as I'm doing this podcast. Slow down. Where are you going to so fast all the time? We're always rushing, right? Rush, 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 this to that to the next. Just stop. Just be present with the person that's in front of you. Give them your time, your focus, your concern, your energy. Let them know that they matter to you. And if you do that, and if you keep working on it, and I can pretty well guarantee, for the most part, except in extreme situations, your relationships can heal and they can improve as time goes on. Anyway, and would encourage you to think about that during this holiday season. And happy holidays to you.